Good morning to everybody. Boker Tov.
Sorry that I'm here.
No, it's okay. I've got here also. No, it's okay. No problem. We are in Parashat Vayera. One of the interesting things in Vayera is that when we look into it, it's like, says Vayera Elav Hashem Belonei Mamre. God is showing himself to Avraham Avinu on Elonei Mamre, and the story is that he comes to visit Avraham after he had the Brit Milah and he's a little ill, and he comes to visit him, and in order to do this he made sure that there are no visitors going to come to disturb Avraham Avinu, and he takes out the sun. It's very hot, nobody's going out, it's 50 degrees, call it whatever it is. But Avraham Avinu, though with all his pain, is sitting in the entrance of the tent, waiting for visitors to come. He wants Orchim. And nobody is coming. And then, Vayisa enav, Vayar, v'hineh shlosha anashim nitzavim alav, Vayar, Vayar otz ikratah. So he raises his eyes and suddenly sees those three people coming. So he runs to them. And here is a very interesting thing. We have Vayera once in the beginning. God is showing himself to Avraham Avinu. Then, he is raising his eyes, Vayar, and he sees, again, Vayera, Vayar, he sees those visitors. And then, Vayar, Vayar, again, and he sees and he runs to them. Why do we need three times to see? Okay, I understand the first one is God revealing himself to Avraham Avinu. But why do we need two times to see when those angels, like they look like normal people coming to him? First thing is, he raises his eyes and he sees them. And then, he sees them and he runs to them. The Torah doesn't just use words, not even letters, but a word, the same word again. And it's very obvious. Vayar, he sees the angels and he runs to them. Why do I need to put another see in it? Why? So one of the beautiful answers is, that what was happening is, God reveals himself to Avraham Avinu, but he doesn't see God. Because you have to say, God is not something that we can see in normal eyes. And to see God, or to have the power of prophecy, the power of the spiritual power to see God, you need to be happy. Prophecy cannot be given if somebody is not happy. Only when the prophet is happy, he can take the prophecy. If he is sad, no connection to God. In other words, to be connected to God, we have to be besimcha. That's why we say, always be in simcha. We should be happy. Doesn't matter what happens around us, even if they're throwing on us rockets, we have to be happy. Because we are in the hands of God. And Avraham Avinu right now is not happy. Why is he not happy? Because of the Brit Milah? No. He is not happy because there are no Orchim, no visitors. Avraham Avinu, he loves God so much, and he loves to do the mitzvahs, and he loves to take visitors, and suddenly he looks around, there is nothing to do. He feels sad. He's sad. No visitors. No mitzvah to do. So what's happening now? Suddenly he sees the visitors. And then again he sees, but what is he seeing now? He sees the Shekhinah, he sees God. Only when he changed his mood from sadness to happiness, he could see God standing there. Otherwise he couldn't. In other words, God is bringing those visitors. So Avraham Avinu will be happy. God thought, we can say, but just we want to learn what's behind it. God was thinking, in like Avraham Avinu, you are 3 days, you're in pain, you had a Brit Milah, you're 99 years old, it's not easy. I don't want anybody to disturb you. But for Avraham Avinu, this is not a good situation. He doesn't care about the physical pain. He cares about the spiritual pain. No visitors. So then God brings the visitors to him, and suddenly he is happy. And when he's happy, Vayar, then he sees God. So why do we have twice see? The first time, when God reveals himself to him the first, he doesn't see him. So God sends the visitors. And then he sees the visitors, and then he gets to a happy mood, and then he sees God. This morning I saw a very interesting thing. There is a midrash that says that Avraham Avinu was afraid that after the Brit Milah, no visitors are going to come. And as a proof, he sits there and nobody comes. Why? What is the difference between Avraham Avinu before the Brit Milah and after the Brit Milah? Why shouldn't the visitors come? What is he afraid of? And there is a very interesting explanation. We like to do good to those that are like us. First of all, it starts from our family, our children, our parents, our brothers, sisters. Then we go to our community. We are more related to those who are like us. Those who are not like us, we don't want to know about them. That's a normal thing. Should it be like this?
No.
So Avraham Avinu is afraid that after he became a Haredi, he did what God told him to do. All the Gentiles, will not come to him anymore. And, you know, it's unbelievable. I was thinking about this. This is exactly what's happening now. We have this Rav Firer. He's doing so much good.
Who is it?
The Rav Firer. The one who saves lives all the time.
Yes.
The guy who starts the morning at 3 o'clock in the morning and ends it at the middle of the night. Helping people with no... Doesn't matter if he is a man, a woman, a child, an Arab.
There is a problem with my daughter went to him and refused to talk to even on the telephone, because he only will only discuss a medical case with a man, and was no man in the family available.
I don't know, I heard other stories.
Yeah. He will not hold a conversation on the telephone.
Did you get to the Rav Firer or to somebody else?
Even on the telephone with a woman.
I know.
And it's very difficult. Not always a man can. Anyway, if a man, that means another person may get the details wrong. Why can't you?
This is the first time in my life that I hear about this, and I know that he saved so many lives, men and women. Arabs or whatever, and it doesn't make any discrimination between who it is. He helps everybody. So if he doesn't want, if he doesn't want to talk with somebody because of his religion, this is the same religion who taught him to do good to everybody. That's exactly what Avraham Avinu is talking about. Says,
what's wrong with talking to a woman on the telephone?
You're talking about a personal case. I'm talking about generally speaking. This guy is doing so much good, and nobody can deny it. He saved life. Every day he's saving life. Men, women, and children, and whatever. Not only Jews, not only religious guy, not only Haredim. Everybody, and nobody can deny it. Whatever he did. So to put this guy together with discrimination of women, I don't think that's the right or proper thing to do. It's a little hypocrisy, because you come in for his help, and from the other side you've got complaints on him. So don't come to him. Don't go to him. There are other people that are there and helping people, but if you come to him, he's got his own opinions. He's religious. He's ultra-religious, ultra-orthodox. He keeps certain things away he should be to according to his religion, but it has had nothing to do with helping the people. And that's a fact. You can hear it. Even Margalit Sanani, which is not exactly religious or ultra-religious, she was talking in behalf of him. And to put this guy again with the same thing, and this is again, I'm talking about Avraham Avinu. This is not a new thing. Avraham Avinu was also afraid that now that he becomes different from the others because he listened to God, the same God, by the way, that tells you to do good to everybody. Not only to Jews, not only to your family, to everybody. Of course, it starts from you and from your family. But good you have to do to everybody. And unfortunately, we read it here in the Parashat Shavua, This was written not today, not yesterday, and not 10 years ago. A lot of years ago. The Midrash says that he brought those three angels. Each one of them was a different thing, looked differently. One looked like a merchant, the other one looked like a sailor, and the third one looked like an Arab. In other words, they were not even the same. In order to show us, Avraham Avinu is doing chesed with everybody. No discrimination. And he was afraid that because of his opinion, people won't come to him. This is why, by the way, we're talking about the Rav Firo with all this big mess that they did. He asked to cancel this performance because of what happened out of it. And people are now trying to raise money in other ways for Ezra Lamarpe, which is, by the way, it's not, if you know how he lives and how he doesn't take anything for himself. And this is also a fact. So maybe here and there are things that we don't... I'm not going to go into personal things because I really don't know what was there. What exactly was the circumstances that... He said, because I know as a fact, and people told me that he talks also with women when he has to, with no problem. But I know what was happening then, and I'm not going... This is not the place to go into it. Maybe in personal you can tell me the story, but... General speaking, we all know that he talks with everybody and he helps. By the way, it doesn't only help Jews. I must put it in the right proportion. He helps also everybody. Also Arabs go to him. And this is a guy. This is Avraham Avinu. This is exactly what the Parsha is trying to tell us. Who is Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu, because he made himself different from others, he's got now a different attitude to life. He's got a Brit Milah. Maybe now, because he's different, people won't come to him as before. But it goes both ways. Unfortunately, we all know that there are people that think that being religious means that putting talis and tefillin and praying the whole day to God, and when somebody comes and needs your help, no, shake it. No, I'm not going to talk with you. But that's not the case, because God tells you that you should love everybody. And you should love all the creatures of God, because they all were created in the hand of God. And if somebody you love is created... Why was Avraham Avinu chosen to be the one to lead the way? Why is he the father of our nation? Why isn't not Shem and Ever and Noah, for example? Noah saved he started the whole new world. And what with his two children, his child and his grandchild, which had this big yeshiva that everybody learned there, Yeshivat Shem Ve'ever. Avraham Avinu learned there, Yitzchak, Yaakov, but nobody hears about this yeshiva. Why were they not chosen to be the leaders of the Jewish nation? Why were they not one of our fathers, of our patriarch? Why?
Recognized
as
one God.
Okay, but Shem and Ever also believed in one God. They also believed in one God. You have to die, and also Noah, yes, sorry.
And Shem saw him how he looks after the sheep, and he saw how compassionate he is, and he chose him.
God is very interesting. When God tells Avraham Avinu, there is a pastor who says, "Ki yedativ leman asher yitzaved banaved betoach harav v'shamru derech Hashem la'asot tzedakah u'mishpat," because he is going to be a great man, because he is telling us he is going to give this legacy to his children and to his grandchildren, to all the generations that are going to come, and that is why he was chosen. If you remember, we talked about Noah. What was the power of Noah? Why did God love Noah? Because Noah had the power to give it, the message, to the next generation. But this power went to Shem and also to Ever, but in a limited way. What does it mean, a limited way? They were used to the idea of Noah closing himself from the corrupt environment and not get too involved with others. And this is, from one side, maybe good in certain positions, but sometimes it's not enough. Or even it's no good. Because if you're going to keep it for yourself, it's going to stay with you and nobody else is going to know about it. So one of the interesting thing in our parsha is that Avraham Avinu is being chosen not because he is a tzaddik, not because he found God at the age of 4 or 5 or 3, but because he had the power to give it to the next generation. Now, what is this power? What is this power? What makes the difference between Avraham Avinu and Noah and Shem and Ever? The difference is Avraham Avinu is being called Avraham or Avi. Avram that loves me. In other words, the word is love. When you love somebody, you make sure that all the good that you can do is going to come to him. And you also, sometimes, if you know that you're not going to be around, you make sure that there is somebody else going to look after the one you love. Is it right or wrong? And this is the difference between Avraham Avinu and the others. Avraham Avinu, he loved God in a level that he couldn't bear the thought that when I'm gone, there is nobody there to love God. So he, this love, I have to transfer to the next generation. It's not only to give the knowledge. Knowledge is a very good thing. But if it's not connected to the heart, it's not enough. Also, by the way, the heart without the knowledge is also nothing. You need both. So the yeshiva from Shem Ve'ever, they had the knowledge. And they were learning. And they loved God. But they thought that the love of God is only for them. All the others, they didn't care about. Avraham Avinu, he was not enough for those who learned in the yeshiva. It was not enough Eliezer his slave. He wanted everybody to love God. Doesn't matter who he is. And this power is the power of love. In other words, when we are thinking about worshipping God, the way to worship God, the best way is from love. Because otherwise, we do only what we have to do. And it's like the Rav Adam Sinai says, we shouldn't do things because we have to do. We should do things because we choose to do them. Even though I have to do them, but what is the reason I'm doing it? Not because I have to, because I want to. Because I choose to do this because God will love what I'm doing. And it's a whole different approach. If you do something that you have to, when you do something that you want to. And even sometimes you do something that you don't want to do, but you do it because you choose to do it because you love. You know, sometimes we do things for those we love that we really don't want to do them. But why do we do them? Because we love them. So we choose to do them. And is there a difference when I do something because I have to do, and if I do something because I choose to do? Is there a difference?
A very big difference.
A very big difference. Because when I have to do something, I do it, and that's it. I always tell this story. I don't know if I told. I had this friend. I've got a friend. I was sitting with his son near me in shul one day, years ago. And after davening, he says, "Oh, we can put a V on this, like the davening. Could put a V." I says, "What is this? Like, it's a duty he has to do? Okay, I did it. Okay, we can go on with life." And I thought to myself, "Is this a way to educate a kid?" All his kids today are not religious. Why? Because if the attitude is, I do it because I have to do it, why should my kid do it? But if I do it because I want to do it, because I choose to do it, because I love God, this is going to go to the next generation. You can see it also in businesses. You know, sometimes you see third generation in a business. This is Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov. And sometimes, you see, it can be, by the way, a very successful business. That's nothing to do with it. But you see, the second generation doesn't go into it. And it's not, for example, Ketter Plastic, one of the biggest operations, not only in Israel, the plastic field, they are, I think, the biggest in the world. They have factories abroad. in the States, in Europe, and they have factories here also. Ketoplastic, oh, everybody knows about it. Nobody wanted to go on. So it's finished. They sold, I think, a lot of the business to others. But that's, and this is a successful business. You would think, wow, to a business like this, why shouldn't they go back? Because from the other side, you can see a carpenter. And his son is a carpenter. And sometimes his grandson is also a carpenter. Though that being an accountant is maybe something very prestige, but he doesn't love it. You know, I can never forget the story about this lawyer. He was from a family of lawyers. And every time before Pesach especially, he did a special catering for Pesach food, kosher food for Pesach. And he loved it so much. But it was only a certain period of time. And he was very successful because he did it with love. He loved what he did. So his food was unbelievable. I don't remember the name. Today is one of the biggest catering in the States. One day, after the whole thing finished, Pesach finished, and he was sitting in his office and thinking to himself, what am I doing here? I don't want to be a lawyer. I don't want to be a lawyer. I don't like it. I like to cook. I like to make food. I like the catering business. He left the business. Everybody was looking at him as he's crazy. It was a very successful business. He was, I think, the third generation in the business. He left everything and he started the catering the whole year around. And he became very successful. Because you see, it's also in the normal world. If you do something that you love, the results are different when you do something that you have to do. And you can see it. You come sometimes to an office and you see this guy sitting there. He's doing you a favor answering. He's only waiting for the clock to go around as quickly as possible so he can go home. This is not a way to have a job. So the love makes a big difference when you do something when you love. And that's why you see sometimes that in business and in life at all, children go in the footsteps of the parents is because the parents show them that they love it. They appreciate, they adore it. So the children went in the same way. There's also this famous story about, I think I told it to you at least a dozen times, about two families in the States. You know, when people came to the United States, after the war, it was not easy. It was very difficult. And you had, every week, you got the salary of the week. And the problem is, you had to work on Shabbos. So you had two options. Or, on Shabbos, you come to tell your boss, I'm not coming tomorrow, and 90% you will be fired. That's it. And you had the option to go and work on Shabbos. Unfortunately, a lot of Jews had to work on Shabbos. And you know, it's very easy for us to contradict, to say, but if you think about it, this guy came now from Europe. He's got nothing. He's got a wife, he's got a family, he's got children, he has to provide. And you know, after all he went through, they're telling very right in front of him, if you don't work on Shabbos, we don't want you. So, not everybody can stand it. But there were two families in the keilah of the Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler, well-known rabbi. The Rav Dessler showed that they were, both of them, something very interesting happened. One family, all the children became rabbis, scholars. The other family, they all left the religion. And he knew that those two families kept Shabbos. What was the difference? And he told, you know what the difference is? On Friday night, when one father came home, he was saying, ach, schwer zu sein Yid. It's very hard. Again, next week I have to look for a new job because I keep Shabbos. So what did the children see? To be Jewish, a religion, Jewish, is good or not?
No.
It's not good, not good. Who wants this? The other family, the father came home. Ah! Again, I'm going to keep Shabbos in the proper way, the way we should do it, Jews. Who cares? God will provide Bezrat Hashem next week. I go and look for another job. The happiness about the Shabbos and the happiness that he could say to his boss, I'm not coming, I'm not working on Shabbos, I am a Jew. This pride, and this happiness. What did the children see? Is it good to be Jewish?
Yes.
The best thing in the world. So they became scholars, they became rabbis. In other words, it's all about love. That's why Avraham Avinu was chosen to be the leader of our nation. Avraham Moavi, the one who loves. It's very easy to contradict. It's very easy to look at the dark side of the picture. But as we look in the Torah, we should look at the bright side. We should look at the good side of the picture. We have to see in everything the good. Because this is why we are Jewish. We are being chosen by God. And Avraham Avinu is our father. And he tells us, he didn't care. He loved everybody. He is having a whole argument on Sdom. Sdom! Those corrupt people that had their own laws. Laws of corruption. If you look at the laws they had, unbelievable laws. Corrupt. Totally corrupt. And God is standing there with Avraham Avinu, having a discussion. Avraham Avinu, oh, maybe there are 40, or maybe there are 30, maybe there are 10, and he will save the people. Why do you want to save those people? By the way, an interesting point, he says, Betoch ha'ir, if there are tzaddikim in the town, and it means something very interesting. He says, you have to understand, the tzaddikim that Avraham Avinu is talking about, they are not tzaddikim by themselves that look only for themselves. Those tzaddikim are not going to change anything. Avraham Avinu knows. Avraham Avinu also doesn't want that corruption. And we see as a fact, when Lot took the side there, Avraham Avinu went away. He didn't want to know about those people from Sdom because they were corrupt. From the other side, if you could save them, he would be the first one to do it. So he is asking God, maybe. There are a few tzaddikim in town. What's it mean in town? That have an influence on others. Not that they close themselves inside and don't care about what's happening outside. Those tzaddikim, I don't need them. Because they are not going to change Sdom. But if you have a few tzaddikim that do the right in the eyes of God, and they do it outside to try and influence people, then maybe there is a chance. Unfortunately, they don't find nobody. But you see the difference? Again, we're talking about not live only for myself. We have to live for others. This is love. We have to do things for others, not only for ourselves. And when we keep the Torah, whatever we do, we should think not only about ourselves, but on the other. And if we do this, we can also be called the lovers of God.
I was talking, you wanted to say something. Chabad, they do everything out of love for their fellow Jews. The very great example of that, you really can feel their love for you as a Jew.
Yes, and but if we're already talking about Chabad, from the other side, they're very strict about their religion. They won't do any compromise about their religion. They are ultra-Orthodox, they are Haredim, and they keep everything, it doesn't matter what, from the other side, they help everybody. And that's if we're talking about the Rafiru. I don't know, it's the same thing. He is Haredi. And he's got... What? We have to try. It's not easy. And I can tell you in business, when you see all... Everybody, it isn't got this chair right, it isn't got that. You know, sometimes you've got those complaints of people that you really think to yourself, what do you want? But unfortunately, this is one of the things that we have to work on. We all like this. It's very easy to criticize. It's much harder to see the good in them, in others. But this is exactly what Avraham is trying to tell us. If Avraham is standing there and has a whole argument with God about this whole area and is trying to save them, if there is a chance, he's looking for this chance, even ten tzaddikim. You're talking about many people, a big, this is five cities. So, I think that our lesson from our parasha should be to try and increase our love to others and try and look at the good side and try not only to help ourselves and our family or those that are like us, and also try and help those that are not exactly like us. Because this is the way of Avraham Avinu. And this is why he was chosen. Because if we spread love, whatever you spread comes back also to you. Bezrat Hashem.
Thank you.